Wait. A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Friday, February 4th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the forthcoming council and parliamentary elections.
But first, let's take a look at COVID-19. The Ministry of Health reports that 5 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and 158 tested positive for COVID-19. Nearly 5,400 people have succumbed to COVID-19 since the pandemic started worldwide.
The ministry also reports that over 4.3 million Zimbabweans have so far received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and at least 3.3 million their second dose.
Tonight, we are also focusing on the forthcoming council and parliamentary by-elections in Zimbabwe, set for March 26th this year, which is next month.
Most council and parliamentary seats fell vacant when Douglas Monzora's MTCT recalled those who were linked to the MTC alliance then led by Nelson Chamisa.
And in sports, it's Senegal versus Egypt in the Africa Cup of Nations finals in Cameroon this weekend. So we'll be asking you, our followers and listeners, to also predict who you think will take the cup this year.
Yeah, unjalo ke Marvelous. Kanti ke lamhlanje uhlelo lwethu nge COVID-19 uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubika ukuthi kulabantu abayi-5 ababulewe umkhuhlane wa COVID-19 izolo. Kwathi ke abayi 158 bahlolwe batholakala begciwane leli. Nxa kukhangelwa ke abantu baphephe izolo bafika 358. Kuzokuthi ke nxa behlolisisa konke sokwenzakala selokho kwaqhamuka umkhuhlane lo, sokulabantu 5,357 asebabulawa yi-COVID-19. Lokho kuphakathi kwenani labantu abayi 230,000 asebabanjwa vele COVID-19. Waphepha ke abedlula 220,000. Uhlangothi lolu lubika njalo ukuthi kulabantu abayedlula abafika phose 4.3 million asebahlatshwa ijekiseni yakuqala yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19. Kwesokusithi ke abafika 3.3 million sebahlatshwa ijekiseni yesibili. So abantu abale-COVID-19 khona manje kwele Zimbabwe bayi-4,458. Yes, jike singene kokunye njalo esikukhangela lamhlanje, sikhangela ukhetho lwama-by-elections azayenziwa. Siyakwazi ukuthi kumele enziwe ngombimbitho lo nyaka. So kukhanya ke kunenge singakhuluma ngakho, sikhuluma labanye abantu abazancintisa ukhetho lolu, labanye ke abatshiyeneyo Marvelous. So kunenge okumele sikuhlafune lapha. So ke nxa sokubuya ke okunye inguqu, yakhumbula ukuthi kule Africa Cup of Nations eyenzakala khona ngale kule Cameroon. So ke sibonile izolo Egypt isha iCameroon 3-1 kuma penalties. So kutsho ukuthi ke Egypt izangena ke ku final le Senegal. Siyazi Senegal phela ilabo sade umanelo walumfana kunzima. So sizabona ukuthi kuhamba njani. So ke kunjalo ke nxa siya phambili Marvelous asiqhubeke.
Aiwa tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu che Live Talk nasi nemusi wechishanu February 4. Nasi tiri kutarisa zvakawanda tichange tiri kutarisa nyaya yeCOVID-19. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kubuda munyaya yemabai elections kuti ndevapi vachange vachikwikwidza kunge vari mukanzuru uyezve vari vadare muparamenti. Tichange zvakare tiri kutarisa nyaya yenhabvu tichiona isu kuti pari zvino pasara ipo Egypt neCameroon kuti ndiani achatora mukombe weAfrica Cup of Nations. Tichange tiri kukurukura zvakare tichidzokera kunyaya yeCOVID-19. Tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu vashaya vakawanikwa ivo vachifa kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 nezuro. Uyezve vanhu 158 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri nezuro. Kubva denda iri ratanga pane vanhu vashaya kubva kudenda iri vanosvika ivo 5,400. Tinotarisa zvakare kuti pari zvino tinoona kuti pane vanhu vabayiwa nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19 vanodaudzira 4 miriyoni nekukwira. Uyezve nyika inofanira kubaya vanhu vanosvika ivo 10 miriyoni kuwanikwa kuti denda iri riwanikwe nyika ichisvika pavanoti ivo herd immunity. Asi nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa zvese izvozvi uyezve tichitarisa kuti ivo vari kukwikwidza mumaby-elections vari kuti chii, chii chavachange vari kupa kune veruzhinji vemunyika.
Yes, Marvelous, let's start with Harare. where there are so many of these kind of by-elections.
You know, the Marara Norest, Chiureki. I'm the candidate here, a recent constituent for Member of Parliament under the MPC Alliance.
Mayuthi mazhinji ari kubasa veMDC nenyaya yekuti ukanzo pakunobuda mabasa veMDC vanotora mayuthi avo eMDC voendesa kubasa. Mayuthi eZANU-PF haana mukana waari kuwana kuti azoenda kubasa. Saka nechione ichocho ndochakati tizomirawo seyuthi kuti tigone kuziona kuti tikapindawo muofisi hatigone kuzvigadzirisa here kuti mayuthi eZANU-PF awanewo mukana wekuti aende kubasa nekuti haana ari kuvamiririra nekuti makandidhesi anga ari mumusha wedu wegirenora ese anga achibva kuMDC anga achibva kuopposition. Saka tatakutopesa challenge yekuti kunyange munhu MDC asingaide kunyange baba wako ari muhovheti asi chachakuitika ndechekuti kana mwana awana basa kuti mhuri yake uirarame MDC yanga kutotibira mayuthi naizvozvo chero baba vake vakati no mwanangu gwarira wakutora harisiriro asi nenyaya yekuda kukudya mwana woona kuti mhuri yomparara here vanhu vachaza kuenda kuchikoro here chiregai ndingoenda nenyaya yekuti chaari kunotsvaka ikoko ibasa.
Saka muchazvigadzirisa seizvo?
Saka magadzirisiro achida kuzviita ndeyekuti kana tichinge tapinda muofisi tomirawo nevana vedu vebato rezanupiefu kuti vana vaende kumabasa vana vawane maprojekti nonga zvaizvozvi ndine mamwe maprojekti atatakaintrodusa anga achiitwa mumusha wegirenora akaita sebaking kubheka makeke kubheka chingwa vanhu vachidzidza mabasa emaoko kubika kobra zvine zvizhinji zvatatichiti tikagona kuwana even vanotibatsirawo financially tirambe tichisimudzira maprojekti anobatsira mayuthi anobatsira vana mai nana baba nekuti maprojekti iwayo haatarisi zera haatarisi area anongoitwa nemunhu wose
ye omunye walabo ke abancintisayo abafisa ukuthi bangene khonapha ke kuma-elections lawa so uyabona ukuqala ke kuno-Rest Marara la ufuna ukuthi angene kona ngale eHarare kodwa usizwe kumavelas ukuthi uthini ngabantu laba bobabili mavelas qhubeka khona
aiwapo tanga tiri kunzwa kune vachange vari kukwikwidza muHarare taona isu vano-Rest Marara vanga vari kuti vakamirira bato reMDC Alliance tikazoonazve vanga vakamirirawo bato reZANU-PF vachitaurawo kuti ivo vanofungidzira kuti vachahwina vanga vari kuti vari imomo muHarare vachitaurawo zvakare kuti munguva yapfuura MDC ndo yanga yakabata nzvimbo zhinji muHarare imomo uyezve ivo vari kufungidzira kuti panguva inoyi ivo seZANU-PF vanogona kukunda sezvo vari kuti ivo vane zvizhinji zvavachange vari kupakurira vanhu vemunzvimbo dzavari kukwikwidza.
Yes, lobaba ke umhlanga uAlbert Mhlanga ke ukhona ngale ephumula why kuyibambile iconstituency lay seyifisa ukuthi abuyele futhi njalo eMDC Alliance. So umhlanga ke uthi ungumuntu wasebenza labaTswangirai labo Gibson Swanda labantu abaningi kakhulu so uyafisa ukuthi abantu bembisele esikhundleni.
My name is Albert Mhlanga. I've been nominated to represent Phumula under the banner of MDC Alliance, which is a pact of about 7 parties aligned to form the alliance. My political history starts when I was a councillor at Ward 16 Kwabalanda which I did about 2 terms as a councillor, and I'm proud I did it very well. And after 2 terms being a councillor, I had a chance to be a deputy mayor of this city of Bulawayo under the leadership of Ubaba Undabeni Ncube. And according to the people of Bulawayo, that was the best council they ever had. They wish we could repeat the task they've actually given to us. I proceeded then to Parliament of Zimbabwe, where I also shined. Those who knew in Parliament knew me in Parliament, and they knew who they represented. They've got a true representation. I did my representative role, all the issues, all the problems concerning Pumula, I was taking them to Parliament. And in Parliament, I did exercise my overall role of monitoring ministries, which that role every member of Parliament is supposed to be having. I was in the Committee of Transport, Committee of Health, a number of committees, which I'm also not new. There will be no need for training people like us. It will be just going as work as usual. I therefore beg and urge you people of Pumula and Greater Bulawayo to vote me to Parliament of Zimbabwe. Aluta continua. Imela edalele Pumula e Parliament ye Zimbabwe. Lapho nginominatwe khona ukuba ngiye contesta mhlaka 26 under the MDC Alliance banner. Politically, minangu People's Democratic Party, AUA, ngxenye ye movement, a movement for Democratic Change Alliance. Yiko ke bangikhethile ukuthi ngilele ugame. Ipolitics zami aziqalisanga namhlanje, ziqalise ngu-councillor eGobala. Ngachaya amathemu amabili. Ngaphinda njalo enye ithemu ngayichaya sengu-deputy mayor wedorobho leli lakuBulawayo. Ngingumsekeli kababa uNdabeni Ncube. Kusuka lapho ngangena ePhalamende, lakho phose ngachaya amathemu amabili ePhalamende kangimutsha. Yikho ke ngiyalinxusa zakhamizi zePhumula bantu bakuBulawayo ukuba lingibisele ePhalamende ngiyeqedisa umsebenzi sawuqalisayo lakubaba uMorgan Tsvangirai. Ke bekuyingqondo enhle sibili umkhumbulo omuntu wezwa uTsvangirai ukuthi form i-alliance. Ngoba nxa kungela alliance akula umuntu oyedwa ongakhipha izano lapho. Ngoba sesibonile ukuthi kuyahlupha ukungazwanani kwenza izano iqhubeke ibuze. Yikho ke ngiyalincusa kakhulu izakhamizi zakuBulawayo Pumula omuhle. Ingichazi.
Yeah, marvelous. That is the aspiring member of Parliament for Pumula. He is Mr. Albert Mhlanga. He was once in that position, so he still wants to get back in that position, or let me say in that seat, as the member of Parliament for that area. So he's one guy who has worked with so many politicians, you know, in the past. He used to work with Tsvangirai, he worked with Gibson Osmanda, and then he worked with Welshman Ncube and many, many other politicians. So he says he's begging people to vote for him. He says there's a lot that he can do for people in Pumula. And in most cases, when some people are elected, he says they go to Parliament and become sitting ducks. You know, they don't do anything there. So he says he doesn't fear anyone. He'll always say what he wants, and that's him. That's Mr. Albert Mhlanga.
Aiwa apo tangachukunzwa kubva kuna Albert Mhlanga vanotivo vachange vakamirira Pumula kuti vawanikwe vachisarudzwa ikoko vari kutivo vakamboshanda zvakare mukanzuru yeBulawayo vachitivo vanga vari vachivari mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wameya wemuguta iroro vakati hanzi ivo basa ravakaita vazhinji vanovataurira kuti panguva apo vanga varipo pabasa ipapo ndo kanzuru yakashanda zvikurusa munzvimbo iyo yeBulawayo saka vari kuti havasi kutya kuti vanodyiwa nevamwe vanhu asi vachange vakamirira MDC Alliance vachitsvaga rutsigiro rwekuti vadzoke zvakare muParamende.
Yes, we have got another person that is contesting the same seat, and that is Mr. Richard Ncube. He'll be under ZAPU. You still remember, there's a big party called ZAPU, right? It used to be big, and maybe it's still big, I'm not sure. So let's hear what he's saying about his party. And he's also, like many ZAPU supporters, talking a lot about devolution of power.
Lukhetho lobo MP ePhumula constituency. Umbono wami ngoba ePhumula ezaba isibonelo kumanye amaconstituency. ePhumula ezaba igijima phambili abanye belandela. Silandela ke umbono wezaphu wokuletha amandla ezabelweni. Ya leso ukuthi kubekise phambili umbono wami ukusebenza labantu bonke abakukhonstituensi. Ngisebenze nzima, ngisebenzela ukubambana kwabantu abehlukeneyo ngezigaba zabo ndimi bonke okusihlukanisayo kodwa sibambane. Ngiza kwenza-ke ukuthi bonke abakusigaba sethu constituency yethu, ama-residence associations, ama-churchi, amabhizinisi, abezombangazwe, abezomthetho, abazali labantwana, sonke sikhuthaze ukuthula nokuba lobuntu esigabeni. Ukuthuthuka kwesigaba kuza kweyama ekuhlalisekeni kwesigaba sethu, njalo abathungameli begobela intando yabantu sisenza izinto zonke sizibeka egcekeni. Ngingavotelwa ngiza kusekela izinhlelo zonke. Siyananzelela phakathi kwethu kulezi nhlelo zokuphathisa abaswelayo, sizazisekela. Kulezi nhlelo ezenziwa ngabanye ukuthuthukisa ezomdabu, sizazisekela. Sizasekela amabhizinisi aqalisayo, sizasekela olutsha nxa lufuna ukuvula amabhizinisi, sisekele abadala, sisekele ngakho konke. Sisebenza sibili ndawonye kakhulu njengesigaba. Yikho sisithi amandla ebantwini, amandla ezabelweni, la ezabelweni.
Yes, the marvelous. That is Mr. Richard Ncube. He is the aspiring member of parliament for Phumula. You know, that's where Mr. Albert Mhlanga is. And there were also some other contestants in that particular place. So he's talking about devolution. He's talking about people working together all the time. And he says, you know, as ZAPU, they are going to make sure that power is in the people and not power in politicians, you know?
Apo tanga tukunzwa kubva kubatore ZAPU rikutiwo iro richawanikwawo richikwikwidza munzvimbo yePhumula, uyezve vari kutivo kana vapindawo pachigaro vachaona kuti masimba anoenda kuvanhu kwete kubata.
Yes, we also have Mr. Fungai Chikosi, he will be contesting in Harare. He will tell us exactly what he's going to be doing there. So let's go straight to him. And he is also here with Mr. Mavuso Chabalala, who is campaigning for ZAPU. So there we go.
Contest for Kabuzuma constituency. And Dagamiliri da Batoredu from the MTC Alliance. No battle of which I should have been attested to this Japan in the Atinagan Funza. Good to know in the area, it's beyond question. Shall we?
She is a mono territory of Ravan Chingamakun.
Can I change the Pindaku Kambuzuma? Tinema issues are cut or a structure and our own constituents made. I know Sangan Serama Roads Edu, I know Sangan Sera Board Nation Edu for not my youth, Varku, support was Shakanaki, Rematsimai, Nivanan Givatkure. Sakachanga Chi Tarisanya, the Gata Saizoto, the Chiefs of Hambiso Shakarim Bachelor, the Paramanja, Uyan Chiefs of Kero, constituency, the Chinota or Nevan, the Chins Bashu Shabu, Dr. tichidzokera zvakare kuma councillors edu tichigadzirisa ma issues anenge achida kunga achigadzirwa ne council. I am here standing for MDC Alliance. As we all know, MDC Alliance is one of the biggest opposition parties in Zimbabwe, and today I have submitted my candidature for Kambuzuma constituency, where I'll be contesting for the House of Assembly. To the people of Kambuzuma, I ensure them a people-driven participation in the House of Parliament. What has happened before is that our parliamentarians have not fully consulted with the people in terms of the issues that need to be put in the House of Assembly. I promise to be consulting the people. It does not matter whether you are going to vote for me in this particular election or not. I will still come back to you, represent you, and make sure that your wishes and desires are heard in the Parliament of Zimbabwe.
But he sends in Jalu Mamapun Loku, Unanisuska Damakanda, but I as one in the plan in that. But for my into Zimbabwe, African People's Union is Apu. Ngalelo langa mhlaka 17 December bathe befomi zapho bafunga bathi into le amabhuni ajayele ukubhana into le ayisoze yafaya fa ayisoze yenza njani ayisoze yafaya fa izapho ingangena phansi evumvuluka laphana unobu liyalwazi inqalo lapha esihlahleni siluhlaza luba luhlaza lehleli emahlambini yashintsha ikhala lube semoteni emhlophe litshintsha ikhala kodwa ikhala into leyana yini lulwabo yizaphu leyo yangena kwi-unity accord yaphuma yajoyina kuthiwa ngubani ukhamisa iyaphuma ilokhu iyizaphu bantu bakithi yafungelwa abadala bathi amabhuni lawa nxa behlangene bona bangabhali izinto bavumelane basayinelana phansi bayenza ama-afidavit badinge. Manje thina singabantu abamnyama sizasayina ngayo bathi hayi khona kulula lo babebethi hayi thina silayo ethi i-afidavit i-African attire bagebha igodi bakhafulela bagqibela ngendololwane bafunga ijoy elamakhalabuni bathi zinyamazana isoze yafayafa ngalelo langa mhlaka 17 December 1961 yikho lapha leli lizwe lathola khona ibizwe elithi Zimbabwe. Before that yayingekho iZimbabwe. IZimbabwe yafonywa ibizo layo mhlaka 17 December 1961 okungamapolisa lingakuzwa kungani kuyalisayinela limtshela ukuthi siyakhipha izethu wethu ngowethu ilongu azo abanye laba bazopanduka ngemuva sebesenza into yabo ye-tribalism. Kodwa ke leli lizwe leli nezilonge ezizaphu ingenzanga lokho kumele ikwenze isifungo lesiyana hayi ijoyi mama sibili. Bantu bakithi isikhathi siyavuma, isikhathi yiso lesi. Bonile benzile umbuso omubi for the past 41 years osokumele kwenzakale ukuthi thina siyizaphu singene sitshengise ukuthi hayi umbuso ubanjwa ngayo nale ndlela eyiyo sisenza sisiya phambili kanye kanye siya phambili kanye kanye.
Yeah, my brother, that's Mavuso Chabalala. He's campaigning for Zapu Day. So he's saying, you know, Zapu was formed long back. And there was a promise that it should fight for the liberation of the country. And it did exactly that. But after independence, things went haywire, according to him and the party. So he says time has come for people to vote for Zapu. So then we heard from Chikosi saying, you know what, vote for MDC Alliance in order to have prosperity. So you see, there are so many of these kind of views all over the show, right?
And I saw that he's also wearing yellow. Is that the Zapu color?
Yeah, that's the Zapu color. They started doing that maybe 3-4 years ago.
So there's likely to be, you know, confusion, I think, in the ballot box. But apotangachu kunzwa kubva kune vari kutsigira MDC, vari kutsigira CCC, the MDC Alliance, and
MDC Alliance, yes.
MDC Alliance, Kuarare, Kuavarku Tigre, Koko, Evaku Funga, Tivacha, Wina, Uyashitkan, Boku, Nevaku Tigra, Zapu, Evasaura, Oma, Onero, Avoku, Tivaku Funga, Ivoki, Vacha Kunda, Sejo, Vakatanga Basari, Epashi Nengu, Akutara, Dara, Shumtivaku Nakungi, and Shumbo, Evaku, and Kuavachi Kukita, Shabu Dashakanaka.
And we also have a ZAPU activist, and that is Mr. McClaus Banda. He's in Bulawayo. He says, no way, no party can win. As long as ZANU is there, just forget about it. Right, so that is Mr. McCarthy's Banda. He belongs to ZANU-PF. And he's saying, you know, ZANU-PF is going to sweep, you know, in this by-election. So he's very confident. He says it's because it's a new dispensation, so they are going to do their best. There's a lot that he says ZANU-PF is actually doing for the people. And so it will continue doing that and is attracting a lot of attention. Marvelous.
Apo changa chukunzwa kubva kune mutsigiri webato rezanupiefu vachiti ivo semaonero avo bato ravo rezanupiefu richakunda musarudzo dziri kuuya dzemabyelections nekuti semaonero avo vari kuti ivo bato ravo rezanupiefu riri kuita zvakawanda chaizvo uyezve vari kufara naro.
So before we take in our guests, let's have another video from Esnat Kumalo, who was talking to Ezra Chiraspanda about what she can do in Ward 12. You know, she represents the Republican Party of Zimbabwe. So she's very confident that she's going to win, and she says she's the right person to vote for.
Yeah, namdanzi twelihle lapha sathi ngizwakatshela ibandla ke la Republican Party of Zimbabwe. Ama Republicans lapha ngikhuluma lobani mama?
Kumalo, Esnat Kumalo.
Esnat Kumalo, wena ngebandla le la Republicans ke uyi candidate la?
Yeah,
he candidate. I was telling more now the candidate.
Yeah, he's Miguel Uba candidate from
Umba Namantra Bereway was. But not one Pilana Pilana.
All right. Mina is not Kuma, long he candidate. Mina Vere Tabuka Zimbabwe, what I'm always coaching. He's Omela Avantra Oblawa. Who's Miguel Awami? Uchi Lami? He's Miguel
Lapum Kulu, he candidate.
Yeah,
I'm happy. Yeah,
who are 12 in developing? That's why I'm over a candidate, over a council. So ngizinikele ukwenza leyo nto ukuthi lami ngibe part of entwende yokuba candidate. Ngikujabulele kakhulu.
Lapho ufuna ukwenza nokumela abantu njani uthini we?
Ukumela abantu, kulabantu leyo i-white 12. Kulabantu abadala kakhulu. Abangasakwanisi lutho. Izindlu ezinye zivaliwe ngendaba ye-spirit. Ezinye zivaliwe ngendaba yamagesi, abasakwanisi lutho. Abasela bomkabo. So ngunanzelela ukuthi kuyadingakala ukuthi ngingumama ngikhangele lezi zinto ezinjalo. Njalo lezikolo zethu azisalunganga, sezijilikile, lamaflows akhona segugile. So ngazinikela ukuthi nxa ngaba yingxenye yaleli bandla ngimele izakhamuzi zakuvillage 12, lami ngingenza okufunwa ngabantu.
So lapha-ke wena ufuna ukuya ekhansilini, kuyini obonani uzafika ukutshintshe kukhansile kobulawa? Kuyini abakwehlulekayo bona abakusekhansile kobulawa?
Kuningi abehlulekayo. Izikolo lokhu zindala, izikolo azilamabhentshi, abantwana balamabhuku, amasuriji agcwele all over, idoti gcwele amaphepha, akuklinwa njengobulawa engimaziyo akudala. So ngizama ukuthi nxa ngingangena ngingazama ukuthi lami khonapho engiswele khona ngikwenze.
Lona-ke ibandla lakho leli libunjwenini? Lilabantu?
Ya, lilabantu. Mina ngingene kilo ngo-2018, lona libunjwe ngo-2017.
Likhokelwa mbani?
Ukwanele Hlabangani.
Ukwanele Hlabangani ngu-president? Nguye okhona-ke ku-Trandon. Uhulumende uthane ogarazi ikoba. So utheni yina nomongameli wakho uthi wena kuyini azasebenza kwazancisa kubulawa?
Uthena kuningi amamistake la abonayo kobulawayo. Aso yibulawayo yakudala, siyibulawayo egugileyo engalalutho esiphonguphila nje ngokuthi umuntu uyaphila kodwa kungalalutho olubambelayo.
That is the Mrs. Esnath Khumalo. She wants to represent Ward 12 in Bulawayo. So she's very, very happy that she's participating in these by-elections. And she's very confident that she may win, you know, that she's going to win, actually. So she's promising to fix certain places, like, you know, she's not happy about... you know, roads, the set of roads in the city. She's not happy about the sewer system in the city, the water system, and perhaps the entire articulation system. She's not happy at all. But she says she can fix all that. So we've got Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of the Freedom Alliance, who's going to give us his take on what some of these candidates are saying. Let's start with welcome to the program, Mr. Ncube.
Thank you, Mr. Dube.
Thank you so much. So let's start with what Mrs. Esnath Khumalo was saying here. She says, you know, it's possible that she can fix certain problems in the city of Bulawayo. She says almost everything is going the wrong direction. What's your take on that?
Thank you very much. I am actually appreciative of a lady candidate coming into the fray to say her place must be developed as it were. But I'm wondering how she is going to do it. And I unfortunately couldn't listen to her. I actually, when you bring them, I get cut off on this other end. So what we need now is not somebody who is telling us that I'm going to fix the road. We want somebody who is going to say, I am going to do A, B, C, D to fix the road. This is where we are going to get the money we need so much to fix the road, rather than to just come and make promises. Because as I tell you, it's 41 years into independence. Promises have been made, but delivery has not been forthcoming. So I would have expected the esteemed prospective councillor or MP to actually specify how she is going to do this, how she will be able to withstand the abuse of authority by ZANU, where all the money from the Bulawayo City Council, for example, will be taken by the minister who will decide whatever they want to do. If you remember, there is another video where the president of ZANU is saying to people, those that you want to, where will they report? He was talking about the MTC Alliance, saying, where are they going to report it to so that their problems are resolved? We will only take those submissions from ZANU PF people. So we want you to tell us how she is going to deal with that.
So, marvelous. Yeah, I think you can hear what Mr. Ngoi is saying. Basically, the councillor, the prospective councillor, was promising that she's going to take care of the articulation system. She would also take care of certain issues, you know, in the city of Bulawayo. So, but Mr. Ngoi is saying, you know what, instead of saying she's going to fix the road, she must tell us how she's going to fix the road.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where the problem is. So, Baba Ngobe, what could be the Sindebele?
Yeah, Tina Njenge Freedom Alliance is called a cool Gubo Mama. You could have told this structure as a to see who among a band.
Yes,
one of the
Network Yakovin as an Yakome as well. So, since then, Kubeka is Kubeka.
Okay, instead of putting in the Ganji, okay, yeah. Yes, Tina Siabusegela Ubuti or Mama Bapate was on Busas. Koto, I guess, Yamuza, Lapia Kuluma, Umma Kumaro, and it says Ranga Ubuti in his Uti Ufunguban Council. Utuza lungi sisi.
Mm-hmm.
Niti sitike tina 41 years loke sichelwa kutuwe niza wenzu mkwako. Kutu kutu mkwako konuza wenza njani. Imali yako nuza itata njani, za vivezo njani, imali yako. Ngoba siyakwa zubuti imali lezi ezi puma kona kwa siti nga kukobula wayo, kukansili ya kukobula wazi ya tata zisiwe harari malizia. Ukuti zipume kona ngale zimbanwa muminista ashale pezu kwa zimali lezi yana ziye sechenzo ama kampeine nganya awe ZANU. Kumbe kusemtora shanga kona. Sitige agasi kazelega ashege umuntu wakitu kuti uza kwenza njani, hayi kuti achi uza kwenza umkwako. Sifuna sitele kuti uza kwenza anuguze alungise imikwako. Lako gongo kunye okushupa. Ngokushu pese silalo soku ikuti kufalo mto kuluma ku interview efuna umsebe. Ukuluma tembise ikampani kuti uza kwenza izimanga. Utholi kuti uza vechone lele shesale lesitulwe kungalanto ayenza. So sisesicela ke isesifuna delivery izithembiso ezibonakalayo ukuthi lesi singenzeka lesi. Nga umuntu esithi uzakuthengela atshela uzakuthengela isitimela esehlile ukuthenga okulufudwanyana kwemota encinyane kuyahle kukutshengisa ukuthi into anithembisa yona umuntu lo kayikho.
But certainly people have to make promises, right? These kind of things.
Yes, that's how politics is. And politics is now the arena where you just promise anything. Utembisa banti spagapa, kuti nizabe nizoli begeli spagapa, nibugela ngama weekend. Kwa tukwazi kuti angele spagapa sakona usilete ebantu.
Mabras,
aiwa apo chukunzwa wanubye na sitaura kuti shwakanaka asho kuti vanhu varikuuya. Vanoita zvematongo enyika varikuda kuita makanzura kana varikuda kuita ma MP vachiwanikwa ivo vachitaura kuti tiri kuzoita zvakati nezvakati asi ivo semaonero avo vanofunga kuti vanhu vanofanira kuuya vane strategy yekuti vachazozviita sei kana vati vada kugadzira migwagwa vachaigadzira sei panodiwa mari yakawanda sei kuti migwagwa iyi igadzirwe nezvimwe zvakadaro kana vati ivo vada kugadzirisa nyaya yemvura vanofanira kutaura kuti mvura iyi vachaigadzirisa sei panodiwa mari yakawanda sei kuti mvura ikwanise kunge yakachena ndokutaurawo kuri kuita vanyude asi regai tiendezere mberi nechirongwa chedu
Yes, we still have got some other people that want to contest, and one of them is going to contest in Kunumane, and here he's talking to Esther Jesus Panda about what he's going to do for the people of Nkulumane.
Yes, Nabasana, njalo ke Republican part of Zimbabwe, ongye lawoza nimpisa, woketo loma by-elections, how much 26, nunga lomba?
Amini kama ngukreko relapse ingube, umfano kulele ozalele ewange, ewange kule hospital, matele kuma angazo sela kunape flawayo, so mndo kulele Nkulumane, from primary school, secondary school, up to 8, mndo na okwa mpana nkaya, so yebo ndemsebenzi yokuthula ngiyenza lokho lokhena but ngingene ku Republican Party of Zimbabwe RPZ in abbreviation sikhangile ukuthi silungise
ungene ibunjweni le party
ibunjwe 2018 yes sikhangile ukuthi silungise inhlupho esizibonayo njengabantu esigabeni siyabe sihlangana nezinhlupho eziningi kodwa siba labantu abasezindaweni lezi bethi bayalungisa kodwa bayabuya
yini usule kakhulu kwenzakala eNkulumane la
uyabona eNkulumane sile uhluphi kakhulu singakhangela ebantwaneni besifazane youth girl child labantu abangomama bahlezi bele nhlupho eziningi ezokuthi kudingakala ukuthi bancediswe ngoba abantu bangomama kumele banakeke kodwa lokho kule same problem from day one ngimncane ngikhula ngiphuma endlini ngishiye umama ngikwazi ukuthi uhlupho oluthile ngiphenduke futhi ngisole kufanani lakathesi soke kuyinto efana nayo so ikhethe ukudingayo ngoba ungananzela kula banye abantwana abangakwanisi ukuthi bazithengele ama-toiletries there are other children who are not even able to pay school fees kulabanye ogogo abahleziyo abangekho la ku-pension fund okuthi uyathola ukuthi emsehluleka lokuthi umzukulu akhe amkhulise njani ngoba esezoke umthatha isivini i-birth certificate kulama-problems amaningi esigabeni sokuthi athola bengelakudla abantwana bedubeka uze uthole umntwana ehlezi uyenza abanye abantwana besifazane begcine besiyakhomba ngenxa yokuthi she has to find a way to survive so we must improve i-life yomntwana oyinkazana
uzokwenza njani iphathi yakho ule one MP uzakulobha ngaloko ephalamenti
well na ithuba selikhona lokuthi ngene ephalamenti ngihamba ngiyoyikhuluma kuhlekuhlelabo sibonisane bangizwe ukuthi ngithini ngoba ukukhala kwabo sisibami labanabami uhlupho lwabo ngolwami
ane bakhala bathi even nxa imemba ye-opposition ungazungena ephalamenti akulo nto ozayitshintsha lapha wona ubona wani uzatshintshani
hayi uyabona sengangananzelela khona ukuthi kulabanye abantu abangenayo bahlale bephiwe futhi i-development fund kodwa bengenzi lutho izibuyele i-development fund yani into eqakathekileyo ukuthi i-work with the community irregardless of which political party they come from ihlale phansi lonke livumelane lenze ama-project proposals then when that money comes you sit down and vote on what to do concerning that money le project ilabe liyibone i-productive to the community then you do it akulanto eyihlula abantu
kuklawuni lapho eNkulumane bathini abantu nxa bekhuluma lawo
well abantu ngobhuti bami ngosisi bami I've talked to many of them and they know and appreciate their way ukuthi ama-intentions ami ngawani and I'm not a corrupt politician ukuthi mhlawumbe nje nambizi whatever ngikhijima nithembisa abantu ezingekho because my main aim is angifuni ukuthembisa umuntu lutho I can promise my girlfriend, but I don't want to promise people things. I want to go sing and then go ground, song and then siyenze and then into kumele siyenze. Silungi senis kabase, than to be making promises to them for no reason.
So, ufuna ukuthi usenze labantu ukujinja.
Ngifuna ukusebenza labantu sitshintshe isigabase, ngoba ngikunkhaya. Ngikulumane is ngoba ngikunkhaya. We don't need somebody. Ngikulumane is my home. We don't need somebody to come from
That is Mr. Gregory Ndlovu who is going to be looking for some votes, you know, in Ngikulumane. He says people should vote for his party, that is the Republican Party of Zimbabwe. And he says, you know, there's a lot that he can do for the constituency. And he says one thing for sure, you know, there are these constituency funds that are normally not being used in a very appropriate manner in terms of, you know, engagement with the community. So he says if elected, you will use that money effectively to turn around Nkulumane in terms of many, many things. Marvelous.
Aiwapo tanga tripunzwa vachange vakamirira Republican Party kuNkulumane vachitaura ivo kuti kana vakasarudzwa vachange vari kuunza upundutso munzvimbo yeNkulumane imomo nekuti kuti pane mari dzakawanda dzinopiwa avo vanenge vari munzvimbo dzavanomirira dzavachazowanikwa ivo vachishandisa kuti vaunze pundutso munzvimbo iyoyi.
Yeah, so we still have maybe our last video. And this is the leader of the Republican Party. So, Esther Jesus Panda managed to get as many people as possible belonging to that party so that people can hear what other parties are thinking of.
between the zonke jikelele Zimbabwe ngenkokheli yebandla le Republican Party of Zimbabwe enye amabandla ezaphatheka kumkhankaso okhona kathesi wama-by-elections esizaba nayo mhla ka 26 March 2022. Esikukhuthazayo kakhulu njengebandla ukuthi abantu abaphume ngobuningi babo bayirejista ukuvota. Sizwile ukuthi abezeki bazabe behambela indawana zonke ukuthi abantu bathole amathuba okubhalisa ukuvota, ngoba nxa ungabhalisanga ukuvota kunzima ukuthi uyevota. Kodwa sikhuthaza njalo ukuthi abantu nxa besiyavota bakwenze bekhululekile, kungabi khona ukuncindezelana nokuthi ukutshawa kwabantu besalisa ukuthi bakhampeni endaweni ezithile. Sifuna konke kube nokukhululeka, ngoba yiumthetho weZimbabwe othi wona wonke umuntu lelungelo lokwenza i-politics. So sinjalo siyiphathi yikho esikumeleyo. Sithembisa kakhulu ukuthi nxa sesikhethiwe sangena ema-ofisini sizakwenza lokho okufunwa ngabantu ukuguqula impilo zabo zisiba ngcono. Ngiyabonga.
Lapha-ke uyavota usenkulumane?
Thina njengephathi silamakhandidethi silokhandidethi wethu uGrigory Ncube ozabe simele ngu-MP enkulumane constituency eyinye yama-constituency amakhulu kakhulu wobulawayo. Sibe naye njalo uStanford Nyoni ephumula constituency ozabe mele isigaba soku-MP no-Esnat Khumalo ku-Ward 12 elobhemula constituency. Sibathembile zinkokheli ezithembakeleyo lezi sezitshengisele ngokusebenza kwazo. Nxa ngikhuluma ngikhangele kakhulu uGrigory ungomunye wabaculi, ngilethemba ukuthi abaculi kuyabajabulisa lokhu ukuthi sebenomunye wabo obamelelo, ngoba abaculi balenzingeko zabo labo abafisa ukuthi zilungise.
Leli bandla likhanya-ke libandla elikhulayo ngawukhangele lamalunga indawo lonke elizwe.
Ye, ibandla ukukhula kwalo baba Sibanda ukuthi umsebenzi esiwenzayo asikhangelanga kuphela khonapha kubulawayo lapho esikhona, sikhangelela iZimbabwe yonke. Siyaqhubeka sisebenza endaweni ezijiyeneyo, sinabo amalunga ephathi endaweni zabomanikhaleni, sinabo eHarare, ngikhuluma nje balaleli, sinabo ku-March South, sinabo March Central, March West. Asimanga kuphela, siyaqhubeka sigqugquzela ukuthi abantu bangene babe ngabalunga aleli bahle.
Nxa sikhangele kathesi-ke abantu abathi-kethi kungani kungabanjani amabandla lawo amancane wonke, abanye bahlambe kukhuma ngawo ukuthi ukhanye ukhaliphile, kungani kungabanjwana nabanye?
Ngibona engathi kuyamele sibuyele emuva. Ungakhumbula sasivele silayo thina inkosi uMzilikazi eyayibumbe isizwe. Ukubumba isizwe ukuthi ungayenzi iphoti zokwehlukanisa abantu. Abantu beZimbabwe kumele babumbane, ikakhulu ngangakhuluma ngabantu lapho endivela khona kwemashikeleni ukuthi akube nokubambana. Ukubambana kutho ukuthi ubani sokumele abe yinkokheli, ngoba khanya isikhathi esiningi kuyabe kubambiswana izikhundla. Noma sibona olutho ngesolinye kodwa sisuka sesihluphana ukuthi ozasikhokhelela ubani. Akunandaba ukuthi okhokhelayo ngubani, okuqakathekileyo ukuthi asiguquleni impilo zabantu. Nxa sivumelane ukuthi okumele kwenziwe yilokhu, akukhathalekile ukuthi nguwe eza ongasikhokhelela. Nxa sikubona ukuthi uzimisele ungakwenza lokhu, lami ngiye ngizakusekela. Ngimi angilandaba ukuthi malokhokhelayo. Engicelayo ukuthi kube nokubambana, kube nokuthula, sibe le vision eyodwa, umbono owodwa othi wona sifuna ukuthuthukisa ilizwe.
Kunamaphathi amatsha abunjiwe nje kunile wechamse bunjiwe. Uthina bro.
So there you are, marvelous. So that is Mr. Wanele Hlabangana. He is the leader of the Republican Party of Zimbabwe. He says people must unite, you know, so that they fight as a group. You know, he says it's far much better to fight as a group than to fight as individuals. So he's encouraging, you know, opposition parties to get together and, you know, make a plan, as the stupid lingo always say. Make a plan for,
But what's very interesting to me, Gibbs, is the Republican Party. They seem to have quite a few candidates, but they have not been very vocal throughout the year. We're just seeing them during the election. What's your take?
No, I think perhaps they've been in Poland. You know, I posed that question personally to Mr. Hlabangana, and he said, you know, we're speaking through Poland. So I said, okay. But I never heard your voice in Poland. So maybe Mr. Ncube has got something to say there.
Thank you very much. Yes, we are also aware. I only heard about them, I think, late last year, that they were in Poland when we were talking about the cars and everything. Our problem is that we have parties that you will only see during election time. That is very concerning, especially for us who are looking at forging a united front against the authoritarian regime. So people like Dr. Hlabangani and others could do it far much better. They are talking about unity. They are very right on that one, because when you are united, the next person will actually advise you that we can't do things like this. You will sit down, then you share divergent views, then you will come up with the resolutions that you would actually market you better out there. So for them to come now probably, it will be that they did not want to oppose ZANU-PF because they wouldn't enjoy whatever they are enjoying within the confines of Poland. So that actually doesn't bode well for their campaign, I think.
Yes, marvelous. Can you chip in there? So there you are.
Apo tanga chukunzwa tanga tanzwa isu kunye mchunga miri webatu re Republican Party vasitaura iwo kuti aiwa vashange vaine vanhu vazhinji vashange vari kukupidzwa. Saka ndabvunza ini kuna Gibbs kuti bato iri re Republican Party hatinyanyonzwa nezvaro, tiri kungorinzwa panguva imwe yesarudzo. Akati iye aiwa iye akambotaura navo akavabvunzawo mubvunzo iwoyo vahlabangana vanova mutungamiri webato iri vakataura kuti vari mugungano rePoland. Saka tazonzwa kubva kuna vanyude vari pano vachitaura ivo kuti zvinhu zvakadai hazviwanzofadza veruzhinji, nekuti vanhu vanenge vachida kuziva kuti zvii zviri kuitwa nemapato aya, kwete kumirira kusvika pava panguva yesarudzo kuti vanhu vazonyatsonzwa kuti vari kuda kunge vachiitira zvivi kune vanhu vachavavhotera. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo kuti zvii zviri kuitika munyaya yezvematongerwo enyika. Tinoona kuti pane mapato akasiyana-siyana nyanya vanokwikwidza vatinozoona vachinyuka kana pave nesarudzo dzingave dziri dzemutungamiri wenyika kana sarudzo dzemabielections dzatakatarisana nazvo mwedzi unouya.
Kuta kunovona mwazi kukangela uvona vanhu kuino kwezi kuti amavandla ave manengi nisikasoketi kwenziwa kuini kunoku.
The problem is that amavandla ikakhulu ngingathi akhokhelwa ngumdlandla womncintiswano. Umdlandla wokuthi kuyini okuzakwenziwa awukho. Kulo mdlandla wokuncintiswano ukuthi mina sengigijime phambili ngakuthiya ngafika ngadobha ibhanzi eliphambili. Iplanning yonke kumbe ukuhlela konke kuba ngokuthi ngiyefika ngidobhe ibhanzi leliyana phambili. Esithi khona ku-unsustainable. Into i-sustainable development ifuna abantu abale sustained programs ukuthi lihlala phansi likhangele ukuthi vele kuyini esifuna ukukwenzela uZulu. UZulu uthi isikhathi esiningi amabandla yiwo atshela uZulu ukuthi mina ngingunube yimi sengilimela, kukanti abantu yibo kumele bathi khona Nube sicela ukukuthuma ukuthi uyesenzela lokho. Kodwa nxa sihamba ngomncintiswano mina sengivele ngila abanye ngifuna ukugijima mbachiye, ngigijima ngize kini khonapho. Kuyingqondo efakwe yizani yona leyo ukuthi kwenziwa umncintiswano. Nxa umncintiswano esuphelile izithembiso zane bezikhona azigcwaliswa. Kumele ukuthi ube lama-excuse nxa after uqeda ukuvotelwa usuzakhala uthi no kulama-sanctions, kodwa ubukhankasa kulama-sanctions. Uzakhala uthi ZANU isingirobhile, kodwa ubukhankasa usazi ukuthi ZANU iyaburobha. Thina-ke sithi lingahlala ndawonye sibonisane ukuthi madoda asihlaleni phansi sihlele ukuthi sizwe ukuthi uZulu uthini, ufuna ukuthi simenzeleni. Njalo singabisi siya kuZulu siye sikhala sisithi sesirojiwe. Asihlaleni phansi sibonisane senze into eqondileyo lo Zulu asitele. UZulu kade sikumbona eseze kwesinye isikhathi elingeka ukuthi avotele izandla. Usengathi kasakwazi kahle ukuthi kathi loba sikhala, sikhala inyembezi eziyizo kumbe sikhala inyembezi zezikhova. UZulu kasakwazi khonoko.
Yes, cela ukufake khonoko ngesilungu baba. Wathi khuluma.
Yes, the problem is that our parties or our politics is guided by competition more than ideas and principles. The idea is to compete, then as long as you are going to get some token or some incentive after competition. That's what you think about. That has been entrenched by ZANU, where you blindly go for competition. You are seen as the macho man, the one that has won. But you are offering nothing at the end of the day. All the promises that you made are not there. So for the opposition, we are saying, we as the Freedom Alliance, we are saying we must come together so that we build something that is sustainable. We are not going to be electioneering every time. We need to sit down, talk to each other without competition being before us. Then we are going to have sustained politics, politics that is going to work for the masses. And it must be the masses that tell us or ask us to stand for them. But we are seeing a trend where politicians come and tell the masses to say, I'm representing you in what, 24 in Kai South, for example, or I'm your MP candidate. They don't even know. Because I'm actually doing it for my gain. It's not going to work for the people. And we as the Freedom Alliance, we are saying we need to have dialogue, we need to converge. And when we say people have spoken, they should really have spoken, not what ZANU says. ZANU will actually steal the vote. They will say people have spoken. We will also say people have spoken. Are we really sent by the people? Sometimes, largely, the answer is no. We are sending ourselves. And we are saying that should end.
Maybe also, you know, there have been some critics also of non-profit organizations like yourself, that you are also benefiting from, you know, some of the events that are happening. What's your view?
I do not know how the benefit is there. For us, we are a convergence of individuals, pressure groups, political parties are there, faith-based organizations, they are there. I do not see any gain because we are not people that would be funded to say, let's give you money, then you are going to do this. We are not like what ZANU will do to hire youth that are not working to go around talking to people or campaigning. How does a person who is unemployed, having no job, but is the one who is promising people that we are creating jobs? So we are not there. Our only gain, if ever is going to come, will be our freedom, where we are dealing with the people in honesty, we are following, we are transparent, we are democratic as it were. We are not just talking democracy, but we actually practice it. If we talk about gender parity, you will see it in our structures that we will have women holding influential positions in as much as men are doing. We are not an organization of promises, but we are an organization of delivery. That's why we are saying when you promise something, you must explain how you are going to do it so that we can see that is this realistic or this is just for competitive purposes.
Ndavabvunza ini ndikati asika pane vamwewo vanoshora kuti masangano mamwe akazvimirirawo naivowo vari kudya vachiwanawo mari kubva kune zviri kuitika munyika vabva vataurairo kuti aiwa ivo sangano ravo isangano remubatanidzwa wevanhu vari kuzviitirawo basa rekuitira kuti vanyatsoona kuti zvii zviri kuitika saka hapana kwavari kuwanikwa ivo vachiwana mari yavangati ivo vangazonzi nevanhu vari kudya zvavanenge vachitaura ndo zvavari kuita saka vari kuti aiwa hachisi chokwadi kuti vanganzi nevanhu aiwa vapindawo kuti vadyewo sezviri kuitwawo zviri kutaurwawo nevanhu kunze uku.
Mr. Ncube, 10 seconds, your last word.
My last word is to say in the opposition, let's be mindful of the promises that we make. Lest we fall prey to the schemes and the doings of ZANU-PF, where you'll be promising people for 40 years. You always make it trick to promise this today, tomorrow you promise that, the next thing you are crying, saying that due to sanctions you cannot deliver. We need to be honest, transparent, democratic, and truthful to our suffering masses.
Aiwa, tinokutendai vese vanga vakatiteerera muzuva ranhasi tawani kwa isu tine vanyarikani waka wanda ipo pano pachirongwa chedu tangatina vanyube tika nzwosho kare kubwa kune avo vachange varu kukupiza vanopwa kuma batu wakasia na siya na tanzwa kubwa kuzano PF tika nzwa kubwa kune vamwe varu kukujirao NDC Alliance tika nzwa kune Republican Party DCCC mevamwe u vachivindi sakuti vachange varu kuunza punduto kana vachinge wawani kwa ivo vachipi wa mukana wakuti wapinde muparami.